Hi, it's Nicole Brandon, and welcome to Hourglass Bride. As we're counting down to the end of the year, it's just so special when people are in love. I was just recently in New York, and I just adored watching people just hold hands and strolling down the street, and people looking at Christmas trees, and it's so nice to see love everywhere, and especially in couples that are getting married, people that are in love that are spending the Christmas holidays together. It's just so special and so spectacular, and how wonderful to start the new year. And I know so many of you are being married in February for Valentine's, so you're starting the new year in such a special way. And today we actually have a really important show, and I'm so thrilled that our guest is with us today. We're talking about how to clear your debt. And I know that doesn't sound so magical and so tinsical and so romantical. Actually, it is the greatest Christmas present that you could ever give yourself and your mate. Because if you were trying to buy a house, if you were trying to start your life together, if you were really trying to make all of your dreams come true and figure out how you're going to have everything from daycare to the schools that you want to send your kids to the cars that you want, to the homes that you want, to be able to really have that unlimited life that you dream of, what people don't realize is that very often, if their credit scores are low, they're absolutely trapped. They cannot move forward. And sometimes only one person's credit score is low. Sometimes they're both low. And sometimes you don't even realize you could have a remarkable credit score. Santa could bring you an 800 FICO score. And wouldn't you love to know how to do that? And there's actually a way you can give somebody that for Christmas, and we're going to talk about that. So today's guest, I am so honored and so privileged to have, because if you've been listening to the show for a couple months, even for this year, you would know that I had an identity theft and that all of my accounts were emptied out, and I had crazy identity theft where people actually bought a house, they had air filtration systems in their home, they had pets cremated, which is crazy, they bought furniture, all sorts of things. And if you could imagine what they did with my credit, they absolutely went crazy with it. Got driver's license, got tickets, did whatever. And I went and paid a legal service quite a bit of money to clean it up, and nothing happened. And I have spent all year sort of in a rubber room banging my head against the wall thinking, you know, how is this happening and why is this happening? Me, one of the most positive people on the planet, and my mom, who I love, you know, more than the heaven, moon, and stars, said, you know, honey, you should take it as a compliment that someone wanted to be you. So you have to love mom. But that, as sweet and as wonderful as that was, it did not change my situation. And then I was recommended to today's guest, Jamie Brown, and I can tell you in one instant I knew this is like a superhero with the cape. She knows how to handle this better than anyone I have ever met. And so that is what we strive for on this show, other than in my own personal life, but to bring you the very best people in their field, the very best information. And Jamie is certainly the very, very top of what she does. So I am so thrilled she's with us and to talk to you. And I think this is one of the most important shows we've ever had. Now, I'm going to tell you a little bit about Jamie, and you're going to love this bio because it's the first time that I read a bio that I was laughing out loud. And it's so great, especially at a time when it's the holiday season, when there's Christmas cheer. But how she got to this place where she is helping people clear their credit and raise their credit scores and giving people the life they've always dreamed is really just as remarkable as she is. She is the chief executive officer for Brown's Consulting Service, and she came from a financial background, which we'll talk about, and she loved numbers, so you know she already had a passion for this kind of thing. But literally by accident, back in 1995, she applied for credit, and she was advised by the potential credit grantor that a collection account was appearing on her credit line. And she was not able to get this credit, actually, for her child at that time. And she always maintained excellent credit. And so she set out to find the culprit, as I did, who stole her credit. And she also discovered that some other person's $40,000 debt was appearing on her report. And so she went out and she checked out some books and she found out how to do credit repair, and she just followed all the instructions. And to her surprise, they removed the $40,000 from her account. Not only did they remove it, but she was then able to take what she learned and help her family and her friends. And what she realized was so many people need help with this. This is like the number one, one of the greatest fears. And right now, as we look in our society, it's one of the greatest evils that people are stealing our identity and, you know, our credit card numbers. And so especially at this holiday season where you sort of covet your cards and your numbers and you're out there and you don't even think, you're just signing things, ordering things online. Anyway, she really realized that this was her calling and her life of service and expertise. And so she left corporate America and to do this full time. And she is just so passionate about helping people and helping them through their economic profiles. And I can tell you, she is known as the Credit MD, and she is the Credit MD. She finds solutions, she heals people, she helps people. She is the very best of the best of the best of the best. And what a great way to be coming close with our home stretch of the new year and wrapping up our year with really the greatest gift that you can give yourself or to your spouse this holiday season, which is clean credit and a high credit score. So welcome, Jamie Brown. Jamie, thank you so much for being on our show today.
Oh, you are quite welcome. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
No, to me, this is just one of the greatest gifts. We were talking about, you were on our other show, our sister show, Unlimited Life, and we were saying, wouldn't it be a great gift in someone's Christmas stocking to be able to work with you and to be able to clear their credit and be debt-free, whatever that is, you know, even negotiate with the credit card companies. And for people that have good credit, you could even help them get like an 800 FICO score and have extraordinary credit where sort of like they're the golden child and they could do anything. And I cannot imagine a better Christmas present for someone you love. And so first tell us, you know, why we've talked about this, you and I, but I know that, you know, specifically we're talking about this today on the show for a couple that's just getting married. Is it so important to have the discussions and to know what's happening with your finances and your credit?
It's absolutely important. You want to start your new life together on one accord. You want to be on the same page. And unfortunately, couples and, you know, people in love, they discuss everything except finances and credit. So oftentimes, they start their new lives off together in financial ruins because they were too embarrassed to talk about it. So I really recommend that newly engaged couples or people in love and thinking about getting married, that they sit down and have that talk and to see where they are so that it does not cause any problems in the future.
That's such good advice. And also, I think people are afraid that somebody is going to think less of them if, you know, their credit score is not high and you know, and that's simply not true. It's not, I mean, I'm writing a book right now about the ID theft, saying that your credit score is not who you are and it's not, you know, as a person, your hopes, your visions, your dreams, your heart, and even somebody that's been married before, because we have people listening to the show that have been married a couple times, and sometimes when somebody gets divorced, their ex really wreaks havoc with their credit, right? We've talked about that someone can go to town just out of spite.
Right. That does happen quite often, actually. When you have a breakup, things sometimes turn for the worse, and they want to have revenge on their ex-spouse. And so you know the information of your spouse, the name and social security number and date of birth, so it's quite easy to establish credit in someone else's name because a lot of applications you can do right online so you don't have to be present. When that happens, oftentimes the ex-spouse is not aware for several months, maybe even years, if they have not looked at their credit recently. So that does happen a lot, unfortunately, which is why people really do need to take a hard look at their credit report and check it periodically.
And at what point should couples review their credit together? When they're getting married or after they're married and they're going to buy a house or they're looking to make investments together or they want to do a timeshare, or at what point is this something that you should be looking at?
I think they should look at their credit, you know, before they're married, or if they're getting really serious and thinking about merging finances, or like you said, maybe they want to buy some investment property or a vacation home or anything like that, they want to look at that early on. The sooner the better. So I advise they take a look at that right away. And then moving forward, they want to review their credit at least twice a year.
And why twice a year?
Well, twice a year is a great number. You can actually do it more than that, but I would say at least twice a year, every 6 months, because the credit profile changes from time to time. And again, if you become a victim of identity theft, then it could be a long time before you're made aware of it. So if you're checking your credit and monitoring your credit, then you can stay on top of any discrepancies right away.
That's great. And I also, you know, we were talking about on Unlimited Life, which I think people don't realize. And so I just want to sort of bring that back to this show about that. If you are deciding to move in together and you are looking to rent an apartment or a home, and, you know, every time that you put in an application, that drops your credit score. If you're looking to buy a new car together, then you think, okay, now, you know, we're going to need a bigger car. We just got married and we're going to have kids or whatever that is. And they start car shopping and they put in an application at all these different dealerships, that every time there's an inquiry, which I didn't know before, there is a drop in the credit. Could you talk about that? Because I think that that's really great information for our listeners.
Applications for credit, it does decrease your credit score. So each time that you apply for credit, your score goes down approximately 5 points. And an inquiry is part of the five key elements of your overall credit score. So you want to not be applying for credit just kind of randomly. You should have a purpose and apply specifically with the company that you know you want to go with. You don't really want to shop around and put in multiple applications because it can significantly lower your score.
I mean, because I know even for myself, you know, when I was looking for the home that I was in now, I found like 3 or 4 places that I liked, and right away I filled out applications and all of them because I didn't want to lose anything. And then, of course, you and I review my score, and all of those, you know, are on there. And so you don't even realize that that's happening. And so if people review their score, which they should be doing, and there are things on there that they don't know what they are, or things that have dropped their score or their score is low, can you help them?
Absolutely. That's something that I'm passionate about. I love helping people, giving them hope, because unfortunately it happens to the best of us. You know, so many things are happening in our economy. People are losing their jobs. They're being laid off. They're getting less hours at work. There is a divorce. Someone is ill. There's a lot of reasons why our credit can be adversely affected. So, but that's why I'm here, to help those people in that particular situation. Give them hope, let them know that there is something that they can do, and if they come to me and they sit down and we go over their credit report, I always find a solution as to how we can improve that credit. You don't have to wait, you know, 7 to 10 years until the negative item falls off. You can have bad credit erased much, much sooner.
And what is the average time? I mean, you talk about, you know, 7 years, which I know seems like such a long time, and people are like, oh, I should just file a bankruptcy if it's going to take 7 years or whatever that is. But you can actually do it rather quickly, can't you, as far as, I mean, just even in less than a year or in less than half a year. I know people's credit scores just drastically, and, I mean, and their whole world can change on a dime.
Yeah, your credit can improve in as little as 35 days. Once you contact the credit bureaus, and if you open up an investigation and you dispute the negative items in your credit file, by law, they have to respond within 30 days. So by the time they review that information and get back to you, it takes about 30 to 35 days to have those results. So it's a very quick process, but a lot of people are not aware of the Fair Credit Reporting Act, which started October 26, 1970, and they don't know that we have laws that protect us, the consumer, from the information that is placed in our credit files by the credit grantor. So that's why people feel hopeless. They're under the impression that they have to wait it out, that they just have to wait 7 years until it falls off. And 7 years is the timeline for collections, charge-offs, late payments, foreclosures, and things like that. If you have a bankruptcy or a judgment or tax lien, it remains on your credit file for 10 years. So disputing these items under the law will help to improve your credit right away.
That's great. You know, I have little bells in my ears, not just because it's Christmas, but because I always have little bells in my ears that just pick up things that people say. And, you know, you said something about that inquiries are one of the five things that are on your credit report. What are the other four?
Well, Fair Isaac Company, which is the major provider of credit scoring systems to lenders, they advise the general public what it does and how they make up the credit score. So they broke it down to key components, and so there are five areas. The five areas, one, which is inquiries, your application for credit, that's 10% of your score. Then you have the type of credit accounts, meaning do you have revolving accounts, student loans, home loans, mortgages. So the type of credit accounts is also 10%. How well you pay is the very most important area of your credit score, and that's 35%. So you want to make sure you pay all of your accounts on time. Then you have your time you've had credit, the length of time. So the longer you've had credit, the higher your FICO score will be, and that's 15%. Also, the fifth category is the amount of debt. How much you owe equates for 30% of your credit score. So you have those five key areas that you want to pay close attention to as you continue to monitor your credit.
This is amazing that you know all this. You know, before we go on, I just wanted to share with the audience because I love the story of how you got started. This is my favorite bio, by the way, that I have ever read. It's just it's so much
really?
Fun. But yes, it really is. So at first, I love that you're a credit MD. So tell me about you being a credit MD because that's just so fun to say.
Well, I got that name a few years back. Just some of my colleagues started calling me the credit MD, the credit doctor, simply because they were, you know, amazed at how well I was able to challenge the credit bureaus and have those items deleted. So they were saying to me that, you know how to, one, determine the problem. Once I review a credit report, I'm able to, determine what is the cause of the negative score. And then I'm able to fix the credit. And also, I can offer advice and programs to help my clients prevent credit dilemmas in the future. So I've been going by that. Even if you follow me on Facebook, which is www.facebook.com/creditmd. So that's how I got that name. But how I started all together, which was in 1995, you mentioned that at the top of the show, was simply because I myself had a credit challenge. There was something on my credit that I was not aware of, and it was a total shock because I always maintained excellent credit. I never had any derogatory accounts. I always paid everything on time. So it was totally caught me by surprise. I was a little embarrassed. But the story, long story short, just going to purchase an instrument for my son and was told I could not get it on credit. I decided to call the number because they gave me a paper to follow up because they said I would have to contact the bureaus myself, and I found out that there was something negative on my profile and was told I would have to write in a letter to dispute it, and I didn't know what to do, so I did go to the library and checked out a book regarding credit repair, and I followed the instructions of the book about how to challenge items in your credit and how to get in contact with the bureaus, their telephone numbers and addresses and such. And I was totally surprised that they did, in fact, delete the account. And so it intrigued me. I wanted to know more, like, how did that happen or what's going on? So that's why I started to study the Fair Credit Reporting Act, just to find out more about it. Like, what are these laws? If they're there to protect me, I wanted to know more about it, and found out that I wasn't alone, that there were other people struggling with the same thing and having the same type of challenges.
For me, it's so fascinating. And you had a financial background, right? So we talked about the fact that you love numbers to begin with. So,
yeah, my background is in financial services and also in management and sales. So my last position I had when I worked in the financial services department for a huge cellular company, and was doing that, and I enjoyed what I was doing, but I always felt like something was missing. So because I do enjoy helping people, and I'm passionate about that, and I like to interface with them and sit down and talk to them, I just decided once I discovered that there was such a huge need for this service and that people were having credit challenges and had bad credit, and because everyone checks your credit right now, it's vital, very essential that you have and maintain excellent credit. So I just decided after doing this type of service part-time that I would take a leap of faith and I would just walk away from corporate America and just continue to service people full-time in this capacity.
You know, when you're talking about the fact that, you know, you're doing this, that's one of the things that hit me the most in meeting with you. I mean, you came so highly recommended. And then going to see you, I know that when people think about their credit and that they have bad credit or there are things on the credit report, whether they're theirs or somebody else's or their ex's or, you know, where they have a high credit card that they're just trying to negotiate down or whatever that is, that the instinct is like going to the principal's office, like you're being called in, you're in trouble somehow. But then when somebody meets with you, it's like you're the school counselor. Like, solutions, go to this school, you like art, you should be doing this. It's like you're so easygoing and you have so much heart and so much patience and so much care and so much commitment that it's just being with you is like lovely. It's like it's like this scrumptious time, and you really feel like you are the MD. Like you're just saying this hurts and that hurts and this is the problem and that's the problem. You're like, well, then just do this. And I'm fascinated because I always think about those things in the mall, you know, like that are pixelated, and if you stare at them long enough, you could see a horse or you could see a mermaid. Have you ever seen those things that you look at?
I have.
And I really think you're one of these people, like, you know, Warren Buffett, you could look at a spreadsheet and you see pictures that people don't see. You actually look at credit reports and you're like, it's amazing. You like, you actually can see the pictures in the numbers. And that, to me, is a talent and a skill beyond anything. And the fact that you're able to help people so quickly and so thoroughly and that you have so much love and determination to help people. It's not just that you know how to do this. You absolutely are determined to make things right for people. And that far supersedes anybody I've ever seen even come close to touching this kind of work. So thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. I love what I do. And it does take a bit of skill set to be able to really understand a credit report. Depending on the version that you get, a lot of them are coded, and they have codes on there. So the average consumer does not know how to read a credit report. A lot of people in financial services or mortgage lenders, and some of them don't know how to read a credit report because they're just really looking at the number. That is the most important three-digit number you'll have in your entire lifetime is your credit score. So they look at the number, and so sometimes they don't dig into the reasons and the codes that explain it. But again, I found it very fascinating to know that we have credit, which we didn't have years ago, and to find out that there were laws in place to protect me and, you know, you from what our credit grantors could place on there. They're held accountable for the information that they provide, and if you challenge it, then they have to explain why they placed it on your credit report and the reason behind the information that they supplied. So it's very important to know your credit. Everyone checks your credit, like you mentioned. If you're going to buy a house, rent an apartment, apply for a job, buy an instrument, an automobile, everyone is looking at that magical three-digit number. So you should know what it is prior to applying, and you want to be sure to protect your credit and safeguard that number because it is very vital to your overall financial peace.
This is such great information. Now, if you're getting married, should your accounts be joint?
They do not have to be joint. You can have individual credit even though you are married. So it would be at the discretion of the couple. So either spouse can apply for credit and not have the other one on that application. So you do not have to have joint accounts. That would be your own personal decision whether or not you want to have it together.
Okay. And then, you know, we talked about when you have good credit and even decent credit, you know, and you're applying for mortgages or you're applying for loans and all of that, Are two incomes needed for a mortgage loan, or can one person, if the other person is going to be the homemaker and taking care of the children and all of that, do you need two incomes, or can you just have one for a mortgage loan, even though you're a couple, but the house can be in both your names?
Well, you can purchase a house if you qualify with just one income. It is based on the income. So that would decide the actual dollar amount that you can afford. So the price of the home is based on your income. So if you have one single income, you very well could qualify on your own, and you don't have to have your spouse on there. But a lot of times people want, you know, a bigger house, or maybe they're looking to purchase a home that they can live in for a lifetime if they're going to have children. And so they may want a house, and the price might exceed their income level. If that is the case, then yes, they would need a second person with income so that they could qualify. It just depends on each individual couple and what their income is. But if you're married, most states are like a community property state. So if you're married, the spouse would automatically, that would be considered their home as well. A lot of people, when they get married, if one spouse is not on the loan, you can always add them to the deed. Their name can be on the deed and not be on the loan. So you can do that as well.
I didn't realize that. Oh, that's really important to know. Thank you for that. And if you're listening to the show right now and you are interested in buying a house, and as we're talking about, you know, first make sure that you go see Jamie and get your credit in order so you can go in and have an open doorway to buy the house that you want. And we're going to talk in a minute about even having to have the golden credit score, basically, you know, the world is your oyster. But if you are interested, one of the, you know, shows we did this year, which was an incredible show, was Melissa Santana from Keller Williams. And Melissa is the one who, you know, helped me buy my house and sell my house and my property. And she is incredible. And she talked about first-time home buying. She also talked about buying homes near schools, living in your dream house, giving the gift of wealth, having people give you a down payment for a house, you know, when you're getting married. So if you are listening to the show, first go see Jamie. Make sure your credit is in order. Make sure that you have no problems, no glitches, that you have that open doorway, or even the bigger open doorway with the 800 FICO score. And then if you're really looking to move into your dream house and having somebody that's listening to your heart and your vision and your dream and finding the perfect place, then you want to play the show that Melissa Santana did from Keller Williams on giving the gift of wealth, which is your house, which was honestly one of my favorite shows. And she's such an incredible person. And I should connect you, Jamie, because you two should know each other.
And absolutely.
Absolutely so special, and you both have such a high level of care for people, so I will make sure to do that. And then when people are getting married, and we're talking about the credit bureaus and all of that, how do they update their name or their address if they've now bought a house and they're moving into their dream house and now they're Mrs. So-and-so? How do you become Mrs. So-and-so on your credit report?
Well, you would want to contact each of the credit bureaus directly. You would have to contact Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion. And you would just simply write in to say that I have a name change or an address change. In your letter, you would have to include your Social Security number and your date of birth and your old address and old name and with the new information. Also, they do require that you include a utility bill, whether it be gas, light, water, cable, just to verify that it is you and to confirm what the new address is. So, you know, just take a few moments to write in and update that information so that they will have the correct information on your profile so that in the future, should you apply, it will already be updated.
Okay, and if people are really busy because they're getting ready to go on their honeymoon, can they hire you and can you do it for them?
Absolutely. I would love to sit down and talk to them and
like a lot of work
help them out.
Who's ready to go to Barbados or something. Can you do it?
I can because I know their plates are full and they're busy planning their wedding and honeymoon and reception and just wanting to start their lives together. So they can certainly give me a call and talk to me and I can take care of all of that for them. Let me just give them my information.
Yeah,
my telephone number is 888-227-7979. Or on the web, it's www.bcseasy.com. And if you Google me, it would be Brown's Consulting Service. So I would love to talk to you and get people, you know, excited about their lives together. And it's not an impossible thing to do. It's something I've helped thousands of people improve their credit, erase negative items off of their credit, and just start to thrive again and have a very healthy FICO score.
That's great. Now, as we talk about the FICO score, so when we've talked about the greatest gift that you could give this holiday season to yourself or to your spouse or even to your parents, you know, or anyone you love, one is that you be able to, you know, have a high FICO score yourself. So if your credit is bad, make it good. If it's good, make it great. But if you have good credit and you're happy because you have good credit and you never knew how do people have that 800 score? How can you buy a vacation home or how do you buy that car that you've always dreamt of or how do you, you know, literally be able to walk in and, you know, have a car that can give you an around-the-world trip or, you know, travel in that kind of fashion? And so is an 800 score possible? Can anyone do it?
Yes, you can have an 800 FICO score. It takes work. You have to be diligent, but it is certainly possible. And having that score opens so many doors, so many opportunities will come your way by having an elite FICO score, which would be anything over 800. A good credit score would be about 640. A great credit score would be 720. But an excellent or elite, as I like to refer to it, credit score would be anything over an 800. And I do also have a workshop where I teach people the secrets to obtaining the highest FICO score possible, where they never are turned down for credit again. Anything they apply for, they are approved immediately. And so that is the gold standard, as you will, in regards to credit scores. And my workshop, I have one coming up next month. It's called the Elite 800 FICO Score Workshop, and the next one is January 24th, 2014. So if you're listening to today's show, you can call me and I can get you signed up for that course, and you'll be amazed as to all of the information. I kind of jammed all of this information into like a four-hour class. It's packed with knowledge and all of the industry secrets and things that your credit grantors don't tell you, but that I know.
I'm so excited. You know, I was like the first person to sign up, and I'm so thrilled, and I really want to get this out there, but I can't imagine a better gift. I mean, could you imagine getting in your Christmas stocking a workshop that allows you and teaches you how to have an 800 score, you're giving that person an unlimited life. You're giving them an open door, literally, you know, the red carpet in front of their feet for the rest of their life and anything they want. Like you said, never be turned down again. I cannot imagine a better gift from Santa or from you to somebody to give to somebody you love or to give to yourself. Because to start the year and to know how to do that and to know what those differences are, just, I think that's fantastic. And even, we were talking about on the other show, that you can even give somebody a gift certificate even towards the workshop or even towards the credit repair where they can get started and really just start to clean up their credit in their life. And so I think that this is, when we talk about special, unique gifts, imagine giving somebody an 800 FICO score. You're going to be the person they love the most for the rest of their life. So I think that the work you're doing is so wonderful and it's so fascinating, but it helps people at every area, whether they have a 500 score and they can, you know, barely be able to, you know, get anything whatsoever, and then somebody else that can have everything that they want, and that wherever you are, you can help them climb the ladder to the next rung and to the next rung all the way to the very top. And you do it so quickly, so easily, with so much heart. And you make everything fun. I mean, I looked at my credit report and I was laughing, and I never imagined I would be laughing after somebody went ahead and stole my identity. I thought I would just be crying, but you had me in hysterics. And so, you're so easy to work with.
Well, I appreciate that. I want to make people as comfortable as possible. And just to let them know that there is hope, and just put all of the worries in my hands and let me take care of it for them. It is so stressful sometimes to deal with the things yourself because you're emotionally tied to your own situation. So when you relieve that burden and you pass it on to someone else, it feels so great. And I'm passionate about helping people. I want them to achieve all of their goals. I want them to have, you know, a happy life, live their fairy tale life. And it's possible. And just when they come in and they sit down with me or if they call me over the phone, I really engage and I talk to them and we go into details about their situation. And there's always a solution to whatever they're facing. And because there are several hundred laws out there and they're very effective and they do work. Credit repair is 100% legal, and you have a right to challenge items in your credit. You have a right to have the credit grantor explain why they place the information on your credit file, and you have a right to have those items deleted if they put them on there in error or if they did not follow every letter of the law.
It's so exciting. It really is. And then I want to ask for Christmas, because right now it's the holiday season, and if you're listening to this show and it's after Christmas and it's after the new year, this still is important information. So literally open your ears, relax for a minute, because I just think this is so important. So people are running around, and it's Christmas time, and should you apply for credit, instant credit at the stores? You know, if you say, oh, my gosh, you know, and they say at the end of the checkout line, would you like a credit card? You'll get 10% off today if you open a credit card with us at our glorious store. Should they do it?
No. You should not apply for instant credit. As much as tempting as it is, and you know, you want to get that extra 10% or 15% off, absolutely not. Do not apply for instant credit. For one, the interest rates on any department store, any of those home improvement stores is much higher than a national credit card company like your Visa or MasterCards. And so you're going to get a very high interest rate regardless of how well your credit is. So stay away from it. You should always strategically plan when to apply for credit and have a really great reason to be doing it. Again, you're looking at things like purchasing a home or an automobile, perhaps sending your children to college. Those are very important reasons to apply for credit and have credit, because those are items that most people can't afford to pay cash for outright. But I would say stay away from the urge to apply for instant credit while you're out there doing your holiday shopping. Just say no.
Thank you for that. And then also, so somebody has a credit card and they have a $3,000 limit or a $25,000 or a $50,000 limit or even $500 or whatever they have, their, you know, secured credit cards, whatever they're out there shopping with, and they max it to the very last penny. You know, they've got $32 left to spend. You know, it says that's what's available in the card or whatever. So now your credit cards are maxed, but all of your friends and family have really cool gifts. In the new year, do you just pay the minimums, or what's the best way to pay off your card?
You never want to pay the minimum. It would take you years and years to get out of debt if you only pay the minimum. That's the way it's structured. You should always pay more than the minimum. You'll get out of debt a lot quicker if you do that. Whether it's $10, $20, $30, $100 more, anything in addition to the minimum payment required is going to have a huge impact on that debt, and you'll pay it off sooner, you'll pay less interest overall, so never pay just the minimum.
Is there an amount that you should try to keep on your credit card? Is there like a happy balance that people look and say, oh, they're doing really well paying off their credit cards or something?
The happy balance, as you called it, would be 33%.
You call that a finance person.
Happy, happy. So if you should keep it 33% or less of your entire credit line. So if you have a $5,000 credit card, you really don't want to spend more than about $1,600. You don't want to go over that, because credit grantors will start to feel like you're becoming overwhelmed and you're going to be overextended in the future. So they want to see a person that maintains excellent credit. They don't go beyond that 30%, 33% of that credit line.
That's an extraordinary number, 33%. But I mean, it's so random in a way.
Yeah, it is. I didn't come up with that formula. We have Fair Isaac Company. We want to thank them for coming up with that. But I tell people, you know, I would never go over 50% personally, but the magic number is about 33%. That keeps you in the elite category, because how much you owe is, remember, 30% of your score. So it's the second most important category in your credit profile, that one of those five key components that I mentioned earlier. It's right up there. It's number two. So that in itself tells you that the credit industry expects for you to not be maxed out. They don't want you to go over a certain percentage in order to keep your credit good.
Okay, 33% it is. And then also, you know, a lot of times people will ask their friends, hey, man, you know, co-sign for this Wave Runner for me or whatever that is. And especially when there's such great sales after the holiday, and you can get a new mountain bike or you can get a new car. And so should you co-sign for your friends?
No.
Boy, that didn't sound happy at all.
You want to keep that fantastic relationship that you have going on. But the reason you don't want to co-sign for a friend or relative is because it may very well ruin your credit. And it certainly can ruin your relationship because they will start to avoid you, especially when they default. And the reason I say no is, if you think about this for a moment, if the credit company, the finance company, if they were unwilling to extend the person credit, then why should you put your name on that particular debt? You would be 100% responsible to pay it if the person were to default. And if they need a co-signer, that means they have not exhibited the behavior that would prove that they have the likelihood of paying it off on time. So the chances are they will come into some type of financial situation down the line, and then you would be on the hook to pay it off or jeopardize your own credit.
Okay. I know lots of people are moaning now, oh, but this is all so good. And I think, you know, this is such a perfect holiday season. And just to know that your credit can be cleared. And I mean, you know, when I'm in front of the parade here because I've come to you, you know, after somebody just totally wreaked havoc with mine. And so, you know, I can be, you know, one of your greatest testimonies of all time. But certainly to know that your credit can be repaired, that whatever your score is, it can be raised, and that you even have the ability and the know-how to get an 800 or plus score and have that golden, the Willy Wonka ticket credit score in which, you know, you win the prize and basically have that unlimited life and that happily ever after that you dreamt of, that you can have to worry about this. And so, and if it's something you could do together and literally be on this road together and step up the ladder and step up the ladder till you're at the very highest rung, which is the top of the tower in the fairy tale kingdom, I think it's fabulous. So before we go, tell me one more time how people reach you, and also, you know, highly recommend that people reach you as far as the gift for the holiday season is being able to give either yourself or someone you love clean credit or a high score in which they can have that fairy tale life.
Absolutely. You want to get in contact with me by calling 888-227-7979. Again, that's 888-227-7979. On the web, it's www.bcseasy.com, and if you're a fan of Facebook, it's facebook.com/creditmd. I would love to hear from you, would love to sit down and discuss your situation, help you to improve credit, erase the bad profile, and have you start a happy life together and live the life you are so deserving of.
Jamie, thank you so much. And for everybody that's listening, like I said, she is so much fun. You know, she's so smart. She's so wicked smart and so savvy and so knowledgeable and just truly the most caring person. But being able to do this with you instead of being daunting really is just such a joyous and an easy and effortless journey. So I thank you for being all that you are and all that you're giving to all of our listeners and, you know, and to all those that you do, because truly, you are a magical Christmas gift and a Christmas angel. So, Jamie, thank you so much for being with us today.
You are welcome, Nicole. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it, and hope to talk to you real soon.
Thank you. Thank you so much for being on our show. I absolutely love that. So, Jamie Brown from Brown's Consulting, and you know, BCS Easy, if you did not get that on her website, Easy, it's so easy. And like she said, 35 days, you know, you can have better credit in 35 days. And now, I mean, people think 7 years, that this is just something you work with her. She knows how to do this better than anybody I've ever seen. And so definitely, wherever step you're at, whatever stage you're at in your relationship, if you've been married 20 years and you want to improve your credit, you're looking for the 800 FICO score so you can have a retirement home, so you can do some world traveling, this is where to go. She's just absolutely amazing. So what a fabulous show is. You know, we're nearing the end of the year and just things that really can change your life and give you that life that you've always dreamed about. Next week, we're finally, I'm so excited going to talk about sexual intimacy, which is so important. So we'll talk beyond the fireplaces and beyond the mistletoe and really about the intimacy in relationships and how to attain that, how to obtain that, how to keep that romance and that spark alive, and really how to dive deeper into that well of each other. I remember Yaakov Shmirnov talking about laughter and that it's not about making someone laugh, but the more you trust someone and the more you love someone and the more intimate you are, that the laughter happens. Because it's a certain level of trust and everything is just joyous and funny at that point. And so you want to really be at that place where you penetrate each other's souls and you're sort of marinating in one another and how we achieve that sexual intimacy. And so we've got a really special show for you next week. And then following that, to wrap up the year, we have Hermia Nelson, and she's from Partnership Love. And she knows how to make relationships work better than almost anybody. I mean, she just knows the information on staying together, finding the love of your life. She has a new website called Partnership Love, which is launching Christmas Day, and so it'll just recently be launched. So if you are not getting married and you haven't found your partner, she'll tell you how to find that perfect partner for you, for your life. And also, if you're looking for a date for New Year's Eve, she'll tell you how to do that as well. And certainly if you have a date for New Year's Eve and you have someone that you love, she'll tell you how to make that incredibly special. So she will be our guest on the 29th, wrapping up our year in such a special and profound way to be able to wrap up our year with someone that knows so much about partnership and love and really how to make that New Year's Eve and that New Year's Day and every day to follow the most special, most extraordinary, most loving, most fascinating, most scintillating, most joyful, you know, most luscious time of your life. And so we're thrilled that she's going to be joining us. And then we're kicking off our new year with the Passion Test. We're kicking off our new year with just some really, really, really smoking stuff. And so we've got so much to share with you. And we want to thank Jamie Brown from Brown's Consulting Service on how you literally have that Willy Wonka ticket, that 800 score, and have life unfold in front of you, and how to talk to your partner about clearing your debt and realize how easy it is. Just call her. Let her do it. Let her change your name so you can go on your honeymoon. Anyway, Nicole Brandon with Hourglass Bride wishing you the most incredible week, and may all your fairy tale dreams come true.